Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rupnik, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Welcome back, everyone. As always, I am so excited to share more information about the Canadian Prairies, immigration to this region, as well as some Canadian job search tips that you may consider. Now, since this podcast is dedicated to immigration on the Canadian Prairies, I thought it was only fitting that we look at one of the best pilot projects that have come onto the immigration scene since Express Entry, and that is the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, or as referred to in our industry, the RNIP. The Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot is a community-driven program. It is designed to spread the benefits of economic immigration to smaller communities by creating a pathway to permanent residence for skilled workers who want to work and live in one of the participating communities that is selected by the Federal Government of Canada. Now, as a potential applicant, it would be your responsibility to check that you meet both Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada's federal eligibility requirements and the community-specific requirements of this program. In general, there are four steps to applying for permanent residence under this pilot. You must first find an eligible job with an employer in one of the participating communities. Once you have this job offer, you must submit your application for recommendation to the community. If a community recommends you, as well as if you have a family, then everyone would then be recommended to apply for permanent residence. Lastly, please note that each community will have its own additional eligibility requirements, job search requirements, and community recommendation application processes. So let's look a bit more into this program, specifically in regards to the Canadian Prairies. There are four communities from the Canadian Prairies that were selected to participate in this program, and they are Brandon, Manitoba, Altona, Manitoba, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and Claire's Home, Alberta. The most important piece that one needs to know about this pilot is that it is a community-driven program. And this means that this is a program for the communities to ensure their economic survival as well as their well-being by introducing immigrants to their area. So the communities will be allowed to assess prospective candidates who best fit their economic needs of their community. They will be able to assess the candidate that has the genuine employment opportunity that meets their community requirements. Also, they will need to ensure that the candidate that they are looking at has a true intention of staying in the community. When they have reviewed all these facts and feel confident that the prospective candidates or candidate that they are reviewing fits into their community, they would recommend them for permanent residence to IRCC. If IRCC selects that candidate, then a final decision is made and they are welcomed to the community as permanent residents. The newcomers would receive settlement services as well as mentoring opportunities with established community members. You want to know more about the job advertisements, correct? So you would log on to Moose Jaw, Claire's Home, Altona, or Brandon, and you would look at the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot that they have on their webpage. And you would check out the job ads, and you would ask yourself these very brief but key questions to know your eligibility. Firstly, do you have the qualifying work experience? Or have you graduated from a publicly funded post-secondary institution in one of those communities? Do you meet or exceed the language requirements? Do you meet or exceed the educational requirements? Can you prove that you have enough money to support your transition to the community? Do you meet the community-specific requirements? And most importantly, do you intend to live in that community? If you feel confident and you've answered yes to all the above, then definitely you should go on to one of the websites of those communities and look at the job ads. Now that you've reviewed the job ads, you also need to relate all these necessary requirements that I mentioned above, as well as all the other information on the job advertisement onto a document without overwhelming the person that is reviewing your application or yourself. Now, in Canada, the way how we approach this is usually with a cover letter and a resume. And what these two documents do are the following. They explain exactly how your education matches the requirement on the job ad. So it may be a good idea to get yourself an educational assessment. And technically, you will be asked for an educational assessment as the process goes on if you are successful. So you must show how your current education matches up with Canadian standards. You will also need to demonstrate in a clear and concise format how your experience meets the minimum or exceeds the requirements for the job posting. For this program especially, an applicant really needs to prove that they are a great fit for the community. So for this, I would strongly suggest researching the community you will be applying to. So for example, if you're going to apply to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, it may be a great idea to look at what types of programs and clubs and volunteer charities that they have. An example, it may be a great idea that if you are interested in joining the Rotary Track Club and you are a great track runner, that you write on your cover letter something that says along these lines, if I am successful in landing the position of whatever the position is called, that you would definitely be interested in joining the Rotary Track Club. This shows the community members that you have taken an interest in their community and that you are sincere about living and working there. You will also be required to show your English or French ability, so ensure that you have an English or French exam already completed, and this can be attached to your resume as well. There are many other great things that you might want to be putting on your resume or cover letter. And one great resource for this is the Job Bank of Canada, who gives lots of examples of different ways you can use your experience and your education and how you can clearly demonstrate that on, as I just mentioned, your cover letter or resume. Be sure to also create a LinkedIn account because this is a great opportunity for the employer and the community members to look you up and get a feel and a sense for who you are as not only a potential employee, but as a community member as well. Lastly, Immigration Canada gets the final say. The communities nominate the applicant, but the federal government of Canada will also vet you to be sure that you meet all the government requirements for skilled workers, as well as that you meet all criminal and health eligibility requisites. That being said, it may be also another good point to put on your resume as well, is that you have looked up skilled workers in Canada and that you feel strongly you do meet the requirement. And again, Immigration Canada will look over as an applicant, but if you can put the community member's mind at ease that you have done research into their community, as well as you do know the criteria for skilled workers, they will feel confident that you do have a strong interest where you want to live and work. That's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. But do let me know what you think about this podcast. Please provide any suggestions or thoughts you may have. If you are interested in learning more about this topic in the episode that we just had, or if you would like to receive more information on life in the prairies, immigration to our region, and career tips, then email me, your prairie girl, podcast@100meridian.ca. I'll definitely put that in the show notes, as well as a link to the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot and our prairie towns that we spoke about today. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left and wheat fields to my right. Now we'll roam these dusty country roads. I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past, and just live and be glad.